You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy. My goodness, my goodness. You know, Pastor John Kilbeck, to Church of His Presence, is speaking about insight about 2019. You know, I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, John Ramos is joining me here. And this is so exciting because God reveals things to us. And if you haven't met Pastor John Kilpatrick, you got to meet him. You can catch him online. You can go to johnkilpatrickministries.org, churchofhispresence.org, or just show up at his church in Daphne, Alabama.
He has a podcast, too, that's fantastic. Yes. You want to download the podcast.
Well, one thing the Lord showed me very specifically in December, he showed me, and of course, we're in a new year now, but he has this harvest, this huge harvest being prepared for him. And that he showed me he's in the middle of this pecan orchard, which Church of His Presence is in the middle of a pecan orchard. Mm. And all these pecans, John, were just covered. I mean, everywhere was pecans, right?
Wow.
And so I looked at him, I said, are you going to...
Who's him?
Yeah, I'm thinking, oh, Pastor Kilpatrick, I'm talking to him, and which is a spiritual father to me and the Lord. But I said, you know, are you going to pick, you know, get these up? I'm thinking you're going to hire somebody, obviously, to come clean these up. But he says... I said, are you going to hire somebody to do it? And he says, no, I'm going to do that. I said, you're going to pick all these up? He said, every single one of them.
Wow.
There's a harvest coming in that the Lord has shown me that God has specifically given to Pastor John Kilpatrick, and it's a beautiful harvest, and it's God's just answering the cry of his heart, you know, for what's going on. But it's a huge harvest. It's going to be everywhere, and it's going to be awesome. You'll be a part of what's going on in the glory zone. So many good things are happening in the glory zone. As a matter of fact, they're coming in September of 2019, having the...
Yes, Light the Fire Conference is happening in Pensacola at the Base Center.
Yeah.
You want to be there. It's going to be amazing. Yeah. But leaders of revival over the last, I think, you know, 20, 30 years, are all coming together to converging in Pensacola for this conference. It's going to be awesome.
We'll talk more about it. There's so many details about it. You're talking potentially 20, 21 speakers coming in.
Yes, exactly.
And Pastor Kilpatrick's one of those.
Pastor Kilpatrick, Lou Engel, Carlos Anaconda, Claudio Frazen, Don Arnott's. Potter, Arnott's.
Anybody that's experienced the glory and the power of God coming together at one point. And it's so important because we're going to get to this insight from Pastor Kilpatrick. But the word that was given originally many, many years ago that came to pass by Dr. Young E. Cho was that there would be a fire that began in Pensacola, Florida. And then that was the Brownsville Revival of 1995 that it began. It would go west, you know, to 100 miles west, basically, I believe it is, or 50 miles west, whatever it is. And then it would come right back through Pensacola, go to around Jacksonville, go down to Miami, come up the East Coast, go all the way. It's just powerful. We may have that for you later on in the program, but this is happening. So I believe this is the year.
Well, it reminds me of the dream the Lord spoke to me about the seven-year proclamation. Remember that?
It'll be 7 years.
It'll be 7 years.
With thorns.
Thorn and thistles. Yes. Pastor Kilpatrick was sitting in front of this beautiful, resolute desk, and there was this distinguished gentleman on right across from him. And this guy who was sitting at this head table said, we're all witnessing. Whoever's there, it was like a special moment. And he said, you're about to witness something. I believe he said it was historic.
Right.
This is the signing of the proclamation of a seven-year revival, thorn and thistles. I've never heard that before.
It'll come. It'd be best of times and worst of times at the same time,
But in the sense of the dream that I had, that he was...
The way the president signs proclamation or a law.
It was like he was authorized to sign it.
Right.
It was a blank piece of paper with all these nice, beautiful pens, and he was sitting across from this person, but he was the one that was authorized to sign it.
So I would say stay close to what's going on. And understand that if we had that right now, I would actually show it to you right this moment, that prophetic word by Dr. Young E. Cho, but we'll have it in this program. So let's go to, this is Pastor John Kilpatrick just speaking right recently, right now, this month, at Jim Baker, talking about 2019, what's going on. It's very encouraging, best of times and worst of times. But don't let the worst of times distract you from what God is fulfilling. Let's go there now.
America is in a mess.
Woo.
What's going on? What do you see for this year right now? Where are we?
I really think that Satan has got a major diversion going on. Mm. I think that the country and the nations are focused on Washington. Mm-hmm. And they're focused on Pelosi and Trump and Schumer and all those people. But I think while that's going on, there's a lot of things that's going on in the Middle East, Syria, and other places like that, other places in the world where prophecies are getting ready to be fulfilled, including the rebuilding of the third temple.
Oh.
And I think while people's
looking... You believe that's going to happen?
Oh, yeah. I do, yeah.
And I think, too. I don't know. Most guys don't.
I believe that, yeah.
I really... The Bible says it's going
to
happen.
It has to happen, because the Antichrist will set himself up in that temple.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And the Antichrist is not going to live forever. He's only got about a 7-year tenure.
Good point.
False prophet and the Antichrist, he's only got 7 years, you know.
Yeah.
So that temple has got to be rebuilt. But while all this is going on here, it's just a big distraction. There's a lot of things taking place prophetically that people are not even paying attention to.
Mm.
But, you know, that prophecy, I don't know if you've seen that or not, but on the way up here, one of my guys that travels with me, he let me hear that tape again by Kim Clement, you know, where Kim Clement said that there was going to be a man that was going to go in the White House. When he went in there, he'd be a praying man, et cetera, et cetera. But when he got in there, the Lord would fill him with the Holy Spirit. Now, this is in 2007. Bush was still president. Obama hadn't even become president yet.
Oh.
And Bush is still president. Kim prophesied this, and look what he said. We hadn't even heard it before, just heard it yesterday.
My.
He said, and he will build the walls. So I got news for Miss Pelosi.
Oh.
And I've got news for Brother Schumer.
Uh-huh.
But you know, if Kim Clement prophesied that he's going to build the walls, he said he will put walls of security up around this country, then I believe that's a done deal. I don't know how this is going to break, but it's going to break in his favor, I believe. And I believe those walls will be built.
Yes.
But right now, we're in derision. You know, the Bible says because they love not the truth, God would send a spirit of delusion, derision.
Yeah.
And you see people today more and more that's rejecting truth.
Yes.
And because they're rejecting truth, the Lord said truth is falling in the streets. And because they reject truth, the only other thing to reach for is derision. And now they're even trying to keep the president from making the State of the Union speech in the House of Representatives.
I know. That's
I've never heard of such a thing, and I've never heard of such a thing as the Muslim representative using that kind of language about the president.
Never.
That's the decorum in the Senate and the Congress is absolutely gone. It's just the decorum is over.
It's true.
But, you know, the Bible plainly says this. It says a house divided cannot stand. A house divided against itself. And it's ironic that the Congress, the House of Representatives, is called the House. And it said it cannot stand.
Yes.
So something's going to happen, and I'm believing it's going to be miraculous. And I believe the scale's going to tip in favor of the president, hopefully.
Is a war worldwide. The headline today, Christians suffer an increase in persecution last year, with 245 million facing violence or oppression around the world. And then definite proof there really is a war against Christianity. That's another one. And the things that are happening, the Antichrist spirit, people, we've got to have a move of God. You know, Karen Pence, the wife of the vice president,
yes,
she works at a Christian school, and they're attacking her today because that school stands up against homosexuality, and they are wanting to destroy her because of that. The Atlantic magazine calls for Trump impeachment in their cover story today.
Sure. I don't look at this really as political, to be honest with you. I don't believe I don't believe it's Democrat or Republican. I believe it's Antichrist spirit.
Right.
It's the spirit of the Antichrist in the world. And that spirit of Antichrist is against anything that tries to raise its head and stand for what's godly and what's holy and what's right. And I'm not saying that President Trump is a holy man. I'm not saying that he's godly. But I've never seen a president take a stand for the womb.
Yes.
And for Israel.
That's right.
And the church like he does.
That's right.
So.
Yes.
Well, I'm for him.
They're just trying to get a picture in your head to disrespect something that you're supposed to respect.
Right.
So just don't even watch any of that. Just realize the enemy's panicking so bad that they're going to moments like that to be able to degrade somebody. I want to say this, though, before we go to this break, is we want to hear from you. You just heard from Pastor John Kilpatrick. He talked specifically about 2019 and how prophecies are being fulfilled while this distraction is going on. And also this very encouraging part, And remember that Satan has a limited tenure. He's not going to be here long.
That's right.
It's a short period of time. He knows his days are numbered. Comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We love to hear your thoughts on that. This is such an exciting program. Listen, you're going to hear that prophetic word given by Dr. Youngie Cho about how fire is going to begin in Pensacola, Florida. And at that time, he didn't even know where Pensacola, Florida was. Yeah. And it was burned over towards about a 50-mile, about the distance of Daphne, Alabama. Then it would come flying, coming back through Pensacola, Panhandle, all the way down to Miami, up the East Coast. We're going to have that. You're going to hear that in just a moment, so hold on there. But first, we're going to go and hear this prophetic word by Kim Clement. Pastor Kilpatrick just referred to it that he heard on the ride up to be able to speak at Jim Baker's program. And listen to this. Understand, this is what's so cool about prophecy. This is what God does. He tells us things way before people have a grid for it. So when it happens, you realize this is God's plan coming to pass. Now, when it's God's plan, you can just relax and go, let it happen, God.
Forthtelling.
It's forthtelling, and it's just exciting. So listen to Kim Clement and realize this is actually before. This is during the George Bush.
2007, we're talking about 12
George W.
years
Bush,
ago.
I think.
Yeah, yeah. George W. Bush was president.
So this is before President Obama was on the grid, and,
yeah, he
and
took
Trump
office
wasn't on the
in
grid. And this is just God telling what's going to happen. And listen very specifically to the wall. Listen to the unique brilliance that God's going to give. This is Kim Clement prophesying about this day. Check it out.
This that shall take place shall be the most unusual thing, a transfiguration, a going into the marketplace, if you wish, into the news media, where Time Magazine will have no choice but to say what I want them to say. Newsweek, what I want to say. The View, what I want to say. Trump shall become a trumpet, says the Lord. Trump shall become a trumpet. I will raise up the Trump to become a trumpet and Bill Gates to open up the gate of a financial realm for the church, says the Lord. And I will not forget 9/11. I will not forget what took place that day. And I will not forget the gatekeeper that watched over New York, who will once again stand and watch over this nation, says the Spirit of God. It shall come to pass that the man that I place in the highest office shall go in whispering my name. But God said when he enters into the office, he will be shouting out by the power of the Spirit, for I shall fill him with my Spirit when he goes into office, and there will be a praying man in the highest seat in your land.
There will be a praying president, not a religious one, but I will fool the people, says the Lord. I will fool the people. Yes, I will. God says, the one that is chosen shall go in, and they shall say, he has hot blood. For the Spirit of God says, yes, he may have hot blood, but he will bring the walls of protection on this country in a greater way, and the economy of this country shall change rapidly, says the Lord of hosts. Listen to the word of the Lord. God says, I will put at your helm for two terms a president that will pray, but he will not be a praying president when he starts. I will put him in office, and then I will baptize him with the Holy Spirit and my power, says the Lord of hosts. Come on!
Come on! That's awesome. We love to hear Kim minister when he ministered, now he's with the Lord. But realize this. This is when President Trump went into office, which was a miracle. He would even admit it's a miracle. That when ministers would come into the room, when anybody else would come to the room, kings or anybody, he would just be himself and just whatever. Mm-hmm. But he always had a reverence towards men and women who serve the Lord. And he would just pause and let them speak.
I think it's important to say with that too, that how do we know that? Is because we've heard countless ministers one by one talk about that,
yes.
How he's genuine, he honors what God is doing, not just as a voting block constituency like many past presidents have done, but he genuinely wants to receive what God has to say.
And he said now that when he leaves, he wants to be known as the most praying president. I mean, think about it. Well, he went in as a whisper, and now he's saying, I want to be known as one of the most praying presidents that there ever was. And former Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann said, at the
Value Summit.
Value Voter Summit in 2018 that he is the most conservative, the best president that anybody who loves God and loves the country, that people have been saying they were going to do it, but he's actually done it.
Israel?
Yeah, Israel, I mean, everything. And so everything's lining up, and it's good to get in the Word of God to find out what's happening, because you're going to miss this awesome thing that's going on. And we want to hear from you. What's your thoughts on this? Is Kim Clement power forward that's going on? One word also was given by Pastor John Kilpatrick, I believe in 2017, January was, that God's going to give President Trump a brilliant scheme concept to be able to pay off all of America's debt. And we're seeing, because this is prior to anybody moving, he's actually going after all the people that's been sucking America dry financially. And when America's blessed, really the world is blessed, that's because right. of all the things that happen right there. But comment below, write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. What's your thoughts specifically about what Kim Clement has shared here in 2007, what you're seeing come to pass? What a powerful, systematically prophesied program we're having today. And we're going to be able to go back and look what God said. We're seeing what God's saying today. You should be greatly encouraged as the church. I want you to go back and hear this prophetic word where a revival was going to begin in Pensacola, Florida. It would go west a certain miles, and then it would come right back through the Gulf Coast. And we're looking at that thing happening in 2019, potentially, for what's taking place. But first, let's go back and remember what God said about America, all of America, being ablaze by Dr. Youngi Cho, ablaze with revival.
I talked to her, and she said, I just left Seattle. And she said, I was in a meeting in Seattle, Pastor. She said, I know I never met you, but I've been going here a long time. I said, yeah, I know that. She said, I just left a meeting in Seattle. And she said, Dr. Cho was the speaker. And she said, I heard him say in Seattle that the Lord told him, he said, I'm about to pour out my spirit in America. And he said, well, Lord, I said, are you through with America? Are you through with America? It looks like that, you know, everything's just going haywire. Are you through with America? And God said, oh, no. He said, I'm not through with America. He said, I'm about to pour out my spirit there. He said, as a matter of fact, get your atlas out of your attaché case. And he got his atlas out, opened it up, and the Lord said, point. And it landed right on the dot of Pensacola. And the Lord spoke to Joe and said, I'm going to pour out my spirit first here like a match head. It'll burn like a match head, bright, and it'll be powerful. And he said, then it will go over to the Mississippi River, and it'll back up across Florida again, come down into the peninsula of Florida, go up the east coast, down through the west and the southwest, and shoot out to the northwest. And before my coming, all of America will be ablaze with the glory of God.
It's exciting. Is it not exciting? So be encouraged. I want to remind you of this right now. Everything that men had confidence in, they no longer have confidence in it. And more is going to happen. It's going to cause you not to be confident, because they even have things called the fake or something, where they are actually putting people's faces on some sort of images that looks like them, and they're saying things that's not true.
Wow.
Congress, people don't have their faith in Congress and media. What's happening, God is turning people's hearts, saying, listen, I just want to know the truth. I don't care anymore what you have to say. I just want to know the truth. And that's exactly what God has set up for everyone. And Pastor John Kilpatrick prophesied about that. Check it out.
I was riding along the highway last Thursday evening. I was engaged in a conversation by cell phone with my administrator regarding budget matters. As I was listening to her answer a question, I heard Holy Spirit interrupt me and said, how do you spell Truman? I thought for a moment, and I said, T-R-U-M-A-N. He then said, how do you spell Trump? And I said, T-R-U-M-P. I immediately made the connection. He proceeded to ask me, who did President Truman lean on to help get the Jews back in the Holy Land? I said, General Eisenhower. The Lord said to me, I have raised up Trump, and I am also giving him generals to help defend my people, the Jews, to keep them in their homeland. What was will be again. He then asked me, how do you spell truth? I said, T-R-U-T-H. The Lord said, he's changing the appetites of people. Instead of the public now rejoicing in rumors, they will now become excited to hear the truth again. They will develop a love for the truth and reject the lies as well as the liars. This will not be true of everyone in every place, but a shift has already happened. Truth had fallen in the streets, but I tell you, I'm lifting it up again, and it shall cause great rejoicing. I, the Lord, have done this by my own power, by my right arm of might, and by my justice. Give God praise. Hallelujah.
This has got to be so encouraging to you. What's God saying to you? Are you being encouraged because you've seen so many lies? You've seen things you can't trust anymore? Comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. This time for us to begin to understand God has a plan for us. Yes, the lies are so many. That means people are going to quit listening to them. They don't believe anything they have to say, but they're going to listen to the truth. It's time to share the truth like you never shared the truth before. At once they didn't receive it, but now they're going to receive it because God's given them a heart for the truth. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I just thank you for our listeners and our viewers right now, that you would just encourage them and inspire them and lock into what you're doing, Father God. Revival across the land. Lord, we thank you for revival. We thank you for great awakening. God, we ask you, Lord, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. And also I want to encourage you, don't forget how easy it is. How easy is it? Loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFN KB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.